Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Buhari Mohammed, representing Eastern Social Development Foundation on behalf of the Muslim minority in Sri Lanka. Muslims in Sri Lanka do not receive equal treatment and protection before the law. Laws such as Prevention of Terrorism Act and ICCPR Act used to suppress Muslims, limiting freedom of expression, opinion, and the practice of their faith. These laws restrict the participation of Muslims, in particular women and young people, in public places. Since 2019 Easter Sunday attack, Muslims, particularly youth, have been falsely prostrated as a terrorist by authority. Over 300 were wrongly arrested and detained under the PTA. Many were released after 3 years without charges, but have remained under the constant surveillance. Muslim women have been increasing attack in public places, making them afraid to access essential public service such as healthcare. In recent case, the state examination department detains the results of 70 Muslim girls who sat for their advanced level exam for wearing head covers, accusing them of not adhering to dress codes. Psychological harm and social isolation is critical barrier to participate for Muslims, which alongside oppressing legal standards is preventing the ability to seek justice for violation. The Sri Lankan government should take immediate legal measure to held these violations and amend discriminatory laws that deny the Muslim safe access to public space essential for full enjoyment of their rights. Sri Lankan government should establish a specific legal framework to minorities to address ethnic and religious discrimination and ensure equal justice for all, including past religious violence and accountability for the Easter Sunday attack. Thank you.